Hi, everybody. It's Jim Vecchiai, and the podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust. Well, you know, it's been one of those weeks where still in the States, and more and more people are getting vaccinated. Talking to my kids and my friends back in Canada, and it's like two opposite spectrums of the world. The more I read and the more I see about my own country, I'm really shocked at what's happening, both politically at the federal level, at the provincial level. And this is reminiscent to me of the things that I despise in life. Probably at the core of thing is incompetence for the sake of incompetence. You have a tendency to see much more of it in governments, but I wouldn't say it's only in governments. It occurs in organizations and this drive for the selfishness. I have one of my clients who's a fantastic woman, an incredible salesperson, and her company is just fucking her around. They won't tell her what the compensation system is for this year. I mean, can you imagine that? Can you imagine working at a company where they won't tell you how they're going to pay you going forward? And they just keep jerking her chain, and not just her, but everybody. And you sort of say to yourself, you know, this power, you know, this, it's all about power. It's all about the, you know, I'm big, you're small, I can do this because I'm in charge. And it's something that really irritates me. And quite frankly, it's at the core of why I coach people, right? I coach people to stand up for themselves and that they have very little risk of downside. I guess in my own life, I always felt powerless because I was afraid of losing my job, afraid of offending people, afraid of this, afraid of that. And you realize that in relationships broadly, but mostly professionally, because, you know, I know this stuff spills over into people's personal relationships, we're afraid. You're like, and I see it every single day. We're afraid to say something about something that is wrong. We're afraid to say if we have a suggestion about how to make something better, because we analyze it to death. How will they take it? How will they not take it? What will they do? What will they say? Will they? But all of these things. And the reality is, my experience has been now coaching people for probably the last, all my life, I would say, but seriously focused on it for the last 15 years, is both the person standing up for themselves and the person that they're standing up to are both better off. Doesn't mean they're going to like it, but they're both better off. Let's talk about the person standing up for themselves. It is liberating. It is truly, truly liberating. And it sends a message that, you know, I have a voice, I have a mind, and just because you are my boss doesn't mean I can't stand up for myself. I've had so many examples in the last week of people that have called me and told me stories about how they stood up for themselves. And I'm not talking about, it's not like monumental standing up for, like, it's the small stuff, right? It's the small stuff that steamrolls in to the bigger stuff. I may or may not have told this story, but when I grew up in an immigrant family and everything was brand new to them. So I had two choices. I could tell them the truth, which they would never understand and never be happy about, or I could build a series of white lies with a high probability that they weren't going to find out. So I spent, you know, my youth, like many immigrant kids, living in two worlds, Canadian and Albanian, and it's easier just to skip the truth and move on to whatever they want to hear. But when I became a parent myself, I promised myself that I wasn't going to be a hypocrite. And so as my kids got older, I made sure that they could say anything and tell me anything without fear that I would punish them. And the thing about being honest is what precludes people from being honest is exactly that fear of punishment, right? But the reality is you can't punish people for telling you the truth. In fact, you should celebrate the fact that they feel comfortable enough to tell you the truth. And you should encourage them to tell you the truth, whether you want to hear it or you don't want to hear it, because you are better off with that extra piece of knowledge in either case. You know, I used to have this debate with parents all the time because they were shocked that my kids didn't have a curfew and shocked that, you know, I let them drink and shocked at all kinds of other stuff. And the openness of my children in the things that they would discuss with me, and even to this day, I got to tell you, it wasn't easy because, like, you know, some things coming out of their mouths, you know, kind of like you got to sort of grip yourself to not react in a negative way, because it just takes once, right? It just takes once to sort of recoil and go, oh boy, I shouldn't have said that. You know, that's way too honest and everything else. So for both parties, for the people, you know, being honest, you really have nothing to lose.
I have something I wanted to ask you then, because you kind of said two things that have collided into something that I was thinking. You said that people are afraid to stand up for themselves because they're afraid of being punished. And sometimes you end up in that situation where you are climbing up the hill and you get to the top where you stand up for yourself. And then one of two things could happen when you go down the hill. You can either, everything's fine and you've sort of resolved things, or you find out that what you were standing up for maybe wasn't worth that. And you realize that you're actually at fault. And that could be the fear there too, where people start to get defensive and don't want to stand up or keep standing up for themselves and then end up being in the wrong. And then maybe that's what they're scared of.
Yeah, I think Katie, that's a very good point. And I hadn't thought about it that way. But in actual fact, if you follow my normal thinking, which you do, in actual fact, you're still better off for having done it, because you will realize that you're actually at fault as opposed to blaming others. You know, there's, you know, as they say, it's always darkest before dawn, right? The fear is far greater than anything could possibly match up to it. Our imagination is far more powerful than the reality. So I think sometimes when people are afraid to stand up for themselves, I think you're absolutely right. There is a segment, there is a part of the population that is afraid to stand up because they're afraid of their job and everything else, but they're also afraid because they may be wrong. And it may force them to look at themselves differently, where they think the problem is with the other person. I can't tell you how many people that I coached over the years that always say, those people, those people, the higher ups, this or that. And I'm like, who is the they? Like, it sounds like a shadow society, you know? The deep state, you know, that is constantly working against you. Who is the they, right? We're all the they. And imagine if we all could just step out and sort of say, you know, like, be honest and be candid. You know, one of the kids I coached this week, young guy, new job, first year, shit just wasn't happening properly, not what he was told. And he just said, I'm going to go to the boss. And the boss said, shit happens, deal with it. And he said, well, I want to go to your boss's boss. And so he did. And it worked out really well. But it was going to work out really well either way. Because as he said to me, if they didn't respond, this isn't the kind of company I want to work for. And if they do respond, then it shows me it is the kind of company I'm going to work for. So every day, every decision, everything you do has an impact of further moving you along of this journey of enlightenment about yourself, because that's what all this has been about. That's what, I don't know how many weeks we are now, 58, 60, 65 weeks of me blathering on, looking at Katie. That's what this is all about. This is my ultimate goal, is to help people get hold of themselves, feel, you know, comfortable with themselves, feel comfortable not to sort of second guess and I don't want to say that. I'm really afraid, but Is it the right thing to do? Yes. Is it the right thing to say? Yes. Well, then say it, but say it politely. You know, I always say the same thing, right? So it's probably timely because, you know, there is this sense amongst people that they're getting fed up, right, with everything, right? You know, I'm sure fed up with work, fed up with, we're all stuck in the house. We're all of these types of things. Well, we're not all stuck in the house. All of you back home are stuck in the house. And it's time to speak out, time to stand up, time to call out things that need calling out. Because what I've really realized in working with clients who are going through culture change is that it is everybody's responsibility. People have a tendency to think, oh, well, the company's doing this or the company's doing that. And, you know, I'm such an insignificant small piece. But the fact of the matter is, this is a tipping well. There has to be enough to tip this thing over. You know, sort of the image that comes to my mind is, you know, when someone's trying to turn over a car that's rolled over and there's one or two people trying to lift it to get it back upright. And then all of a sudden there's three or four people kind of lifting it to get it back upright. And then all of a sudden there's 15 or 20. And when there's 15 or 20, it almost feels like you just go pop and the thing flips back over. And, you know, start this revolution of speaking up, right? Don't be afraid, or actually be afraid. It's okay to be afraid, but recognize that that fear will be momentarily a feeling of discomfort. And sometimes just getting it off your chest makes you feel better. And then if you have to brace because you're worried about the impact and stuff like that, I get that. I go through it myself. You know, I have to tell people some very, very difficult things. And I don't do it without trepidation and concern about hurting their feelings and everything else. But I actually realize that if I don't do it, I'm not helping them. If I let them continue on thinking what they think, I'm not really doing my job. And it may mean that those people dislike me, may mean those people say, you're full of shit, I don't want you to coach me anymore. And if that's the case, so be it. I think when someone reacts with that kind of strong response, he doth protest too much, right? We know when we're wrong, right? We know, we just know. I mean, I talk about it before, it's these instincts. We just know, and we're just not willing to face up to it. And so this week, I want you to face up to the sort of the abyss. You know, I read this philosopher, I can never say his name, Friedrich Nietzsche. And it said, when you stare into the abyss stares back at you. So I want you to stare into this abyss. I want you to stare into this abyss of, I have to tell people, not rudely, not impolitely, but I have to tell them the truth so that I can help them. That's what I do. That's what I think anyways. I think that when I tell the people the truth, you'd be surprised at how few people outside of my world think that that's a good idea. Most people think I'm incredibly harsh. You know, I always get the comment, they say, you actually said that to that person? And I'm like, yeah, why not? And they're like, really? Like, you just said it just like that? And I'm like, yeah, I just said it just like that. And they're like, oh God, I don't know if I could ever do that. And I said, of course you can. The question of whether you will, but think about who you can help by being honest. Maybe starting with yourself. Let's have a little internal honesty and really recognize, you know, that maybe some of the causes that you're charging or railing against, maybe they're really not that important to you. And so start with yourself, like be really honest with yourself this week and ask yourself some tough questions. And then secondly, think about who else you can help, being honest with them with the intent to help make them better, that this piece of knowledge will help them. I always talk about that. The blessing that I have to do this job is I get to spend 24 hours a day with only one goal in mind, and that is to make people better, more confident, and comfortable within their own skin. And if I can accomplish that, then I will have succeeded at doing something that they've probably spent 50 years of going the other way, because most of us become more insecure as we grow older as opposed to less insecure. And we worry about what everybody in the world thinks. And reality is, it doesn't matter. The last thing I'll talk about is, lately I've dealt with some really strong personalities. And it's interesting because they've kind of been tossed out of where they work. And because they won't move to where the rest of the organization is. And so they felt rejected. They felt like an old something thrown onto a pile. You know, they're not very good negative. And I said, hey, I said, listen to me. I said, the object is to find the environment where you fit, not to find the environment where they want you to fit them. And so my last message is, are you in the environment where you fit seamlessly? Or are you in an environment where they want you to make all the changes so you can become like them? If you're in the latter, it's time to think about moving. I'm Jim Bakey. The podcast is Be You. The world will adjust. Thank you.